Got some, just a little scripture I want to read over. I know you'll know it. Over in the book of Psalms, the 51st chapter of the book of Psalms. I know I've preached from this scripture several times, and I've heard many preachers preach from these scriptures. It's been quoted and referenced many a time, the repentant prayer of David. But as we've been studying on the message this morning and thinking on these things, the Lord is bringing this to our heart. Thank you, God. Was thinking about David and how the word of the Lord had found place in David's life when God called his name one day through the prophet Nathan. He came by his way, and David, those that got to hear the message this morning, you know, David had come to a place where it's easy for him to place judgment on another man. But when the Lord showed him, "Thou art the man, David," and called his name out, how that it broke David's heart and it brought him to a place of repentance. And that's where our heart is tonight. And we got to thinking on these things about David, and we might read this whole chapter. It don't never do us any harm to read this chapter. But we've got just a thought or two. We'll try to bring out how the Lord will allow us. But in the first verse of the 51st chapter of the book of Psalms, he says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy love and kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shalt they offer bullocks upon thine altar, And I guess if there's one of the verses that's been a standing out to me in this, it's the 12th verse where he says, "To restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit." And you know, Conley mentioned something there before during prayer to pray for our nation, that we just don't know how quick our freedoms could be took from us. And you know, the Spirit of God, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. That's freedom. That's freedom. And David was a praying in this right here. And he said, "To restore unto him the joys of thy salvation." And he said, "And uphold me with thy free spirit." And I thought on these things as we thought about this, in restoring something, that's to revive and to bring back. When you restore something, you revive that and you bring that back to a place. And I thought about that in David's life, and he was wanting joy to be revived in his life. He was wanting joy to be brought back to him. And I looked at joy, and one of the things that it said is to have pleasure in the possession of something. And I thought about that, and I thought about in David's life, and I thought about in our lives, And how that sin came into David's and it brought separation there from the joy that he had of the possession of the free Spirit of God and of the hope that he could find at any point, whatever trouble he was in. David could find joy. He could find pleasure in his possession. And I thought about our people today and the days and the hours and the times that we're living in, church. My mind got to going over and I got to thinking about, I've still got the joy of God in my life. I've still got the possession that I gained at 12 years old when I asked Jesus Christ to save my soul. And I thought in that my heart just got longing that the church, that God's people, Lord knows I want my lost people to find joy. And that's what David said in this right here. If he would get to where he needed to be, he said, "Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." David was telling right there, I'm going to have to get my joy restored. I'm going to have to get the pleasure of my possession back before I can convert the transgressors. And before the church is going to be a help in this world, before we're going to see joy in our people's lives, we're going to have to pray unto God to restore the joy of the peace back into our lives. We're going to have to get our eyes off the world, and we're going to have to get focused on the pleasures we got and the possession we got. I don't make this. Nobody don't want joy in their life. People's trying to fill it up with every possession this world's got. And I say it message after message. We're seeking our pleasures in the temporary things, David Woody. We're working so hard to find pleasure in things that don't profit. And they'll never bring joy. They'll bring pleasure for a season. But I'm thankful I've got joy eternal. My soul rejoiced this evening in coming to the house of God. David, I was tired. I tried to lay down for a little old nap there for a little bit this evening. I'm not whining. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you how I am. I laid down there, and I really did not want to roll out of there. I wanted to stay flat, and I wanted to stay still for a little while. But you want to know something? That great possession I've got down on the inside, son, it started welling up, and I had a joy about getting down to the house of God. And although my old lazy carnal flesh wanted to stay where it's at, there's something different down on the inside that rolled me up out of there, that got my feet going down
kids out, bring your kids to the house of God. We need some people to get the joy revived in their life. It needs to get restored. We need to get excited about a possession. You get a bunch of people together when they're in joy, when they're enjoying something. Drive by a playground, Tommy. When our kids was allowed to play, drive by a playground. We went over to see Glenn and Betty there last night to sing. And we drove by the little school where I went, the elementary school where I went. And I was telling them, I said, boy, I said, I've played many a day right there. And my mind carried back, Jay, this little kid's just running, hollering, playing. And I thought, all them people that lived around there, don't you know it probably sounded good to some of them to hear them kids enjoying being free. There wasn't nothing better than PE, was there, when you was in school? You laid down on your books all day long, you had to do this, had to do that. But boy, what a joy it was when that back door flew open and they said, it's time to go outside. This might seem silly to some of you, but you listen to me. I get tired of getting bound down all the time in this world. And boy, I sure love it when the house of God, the door flies open, and the Lord says, just go on in and enjoy a little while. There's a lot of noise got made on the playground. There's a lot of noise gets made when people's enjoying running up and down the road every day. But I'm going to tell you something. It's about time. It's got to get noisy around the house of God. Are we enjoying what we got? I ain't talking about much foolishness. I'm talking about getting down to business and start enjoying your possession. I ain't talking about a bunch of carnal emotions. I'm talking about the joy of your salvation. Remember when David, I preached it, you just heard it, you just read it. Remember when David was bringing the ark back into Israel? He had one wife that made fun of him. What was he doing? He's a dancing. He's a making some noise. He's a moving along. Why? Because the joy was coming back into the Israel. Because the ark of God was getting where it needed to be. Ain't nothing wrong with making a little noise in the spirit. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with saying thank you, Jesus. And we ought to be. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We need some reviving of our joy. We need some restoring to get going on. We can preach, we can talk gloom and doom, we can just have ourselves just miserable. We can get right to where the children of Israel was after we sing in a strange land. But we just hang our hearts in the weather, Bobby. We ain't gonna make no noise. They just ain't no joy here. It's just this, it's just that. Hey, I preached it the other day. Hey, I've got hold of possession that brings me joy. This world ain't my hope. I ain't anchored here. I've got hope beyond this life. I've got something to talk about. I've got something to sing about. I've got something to shout about. I've got something to preach about. And if I ever want to see the transgressors come to God,
and find joy in their life, I'm going to have to show it in mine.
What good's a light when you put it under a bushel? Huh? Who does that? It's easier to light something and then go to hide it, ain't it? I'm going to remind us of something. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Huh? Won't let Satan blow it out? No! I'm going to let it shine! I'm afraid today that we've got a lot. Let Satan blow it out. Hey, it's about time we got our joy restored. Old David had got into a place where he was just going through the motions. Old Nathaniel come along, rocked his little world, and David got to repent. I like, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Boy, could we use that around the house of God. When's the last time something got created in you? When's the last time a new right spirit got created? When's the last time you got revived? Got restored. That man I was home a while ago who went to fix his chimney, Chad. He said, "Ted, you just patch it. This thing was cracked down all four sides. Somebody had stuck caulking in every which way there was on it, Lee. It's a falling all to pieces." I said, "No, sir." I said, "We're going to have to tear that thing down if you want to ride." I said, "You can go on like you're going, but she's going to fall apart on you. It's going to cause more damage than you're going to want to pay down the road. So we need to take her down and build her back. Hey, we need to get to taking a few things down in our life. Quit patching on her and get them built right." Amen. God's in the restoration business. He's in the reviving and the getting it back to where it ought to be kind of business. He don't want to patch you. And he won't patch you. He knows a patch ain't going to stay very long. I got thinking on this. About restoring some joy. Again, I know it's familiar. You can go back over in the book of Ezra. Lord even knows right where I'm headed. They got to head back over to Jerusalem. You know what they had to do? They had to start doing some building, didn't they? They had to start doing some work. Now I want you to hear what happened when they started doing what God wanted them to do, when they started doing what God had required of them. In the third chapter of the book of Ezra, 10th verse, he said, "When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because He is good, for His mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people," hear that, "and all the people shouted with a great shout,
when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chiefs of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Hey, ain't you about ready to let some people hear some noise that's getting shouted out in the house of God? Cause some things is getting built back, Tommy Dale. Cause some things is getting resurrected. Cause the priests are in the right apparel. Because the people's got the cymbals of sounding. And we got some people are singing and are shouting and are weeping. You know, I can discern the difference from it. Amen. It's about time we get heard, Church of the Living God. We sit back, we're listening, we're taking in everything everybody else has got to say. It's about time that the church gets the building and restoring. I want revival in the house of God. I want this to get real to my lost people. There's some of us that's seen this thing laid from the beginning and know what it's like. Do you want to know something? There's a generation coming on that we're going to have to let them know what the joy is all about too. See us rising up. You know what this is doing while the work was going on, Mrs. Stephen? You want to know what this is doing while the work was going on? There's a shouting. Yeah, it's going to get tough down at the house of God. Yeah, the devil's rising up. Yeah, this whole world's going upside down. But you want to tell me, hey, while the work's going on down here, we can be a shouting. We can be a singing. Don't you let a little work scare you. Don't you let a little digging in and building some walls back scare you. Just find some pleasure in your position. Reach down on the inside, Jess. And know what you got a hold of at night up here. Probably just remember what you got as a young boy. Remember who moved into your temple. Remember who the king of your kingdom is. I've heard it say there's a difference in a profession and a possession. If you ever possess this, you've got something to find pleasure in. But if you ain't never had him, you don't know what it's like to find peace and joy. I promise you, I know, and I know a lot of you in here does too. You know what it's like to suffer through a few hard times and to dig in and see God glorified on the other side of it. I'm tired of what we're going to do. And we tell you what we're going to do. We're going to dig in, get to work, and praise God. And you know what we'll find in the midst of that? Joy. Joy. And an abundance of it. And before you know it, you got the walls built back. You got a good, strong place. And the transgressors, and those people you've been praying for, they're going to start coming to God. It'll work. If it worked for Papa,
why won't it work for you? Why won't it work for me? Same God. And the same joy.
We ain't faced hard times yet, church. And if we're going to get defeated at the beginning of the hard times,
I wonder what we're possessing. I wonder what a lot of people's possession is. That sure ain't the one that said who was more than conquerors. Shouted many a time, I'm going to die on the battlefield working for my Lord. I'm afraid there's a lot going to be laying down on the sidelines. And I'm just giving up. That's what I'm talking about, not getting stirred up by an emotion of some song. An emotion of somebody telling you a sad story. You want to know what I've got? I got something that goes deeper than a song. I got something that goes deeper than a sad story. I got a possession that gave me a promise of deliverance through whatever come my way.
We preached a few weeks ago on I can do all things
through Christ which strengthens me. I can't do it on my own. I won't do it on my own. I won't find joy on my own. It's going to come through that pleasure in the possession I've got. And if the only pleasure I'm finding is in the possessions of this world, then I'm going to fall by the wayside. Imagine what it's like being a bad. I've never been in war. Can you imagine what it's like, Tommy, to have a group of men that was in unity in a battle, rushing towards the enemy with all confidence. With all confidence as they want to overcome that enemy. And imagine if everybody fled and turned back and you're running by yourself. It's discouraging, man. It's been a discouraging place to be in. But what joy it would be when all shouted, when all got in the battle, when all was working in this. That's a confidence that keeps you running forward.
There's nothing like the unity of the church. There's nothing
no more powerful than when the church is in unity.
Why do you think the devil wants to scatter?
He gets you scattered. He ain't got to fight the whole body. He ain't got to fight. He ain't got to fight all the prayer warriors together. He gets you scattered. He'll take you down as a lone sheep. He'll pile on you every trouble, every care leads. And I'll be honest, that's where a lot of the people is today. They've got cut from the herd. They've got cut from the fold. They've let the devil send them down another road. And now there's trouble. It's piling on. There's trouble piling on. You can talk to them. Then it's been out of church for a while. You can talk to them. That's just flat out quit. Oh, it's just awful. It's just terrible. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the Lord. There's joy in the pleasure of your possession. I thank the Lord for saving me. I'm glad I'm saved. David wanted his joy, said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. There's not salvation in any other, and he knew that. The only joy that could be found was in the salvation of the Lord. Enjoy, church. Don't let nothing take your joy. Don't let nothing beat you down so far that you can't realize that there's hope. You just don't know. I talked about Stephen this morning. One of the people in the Word of God that is a true patriarch to me, a true help to my life. Right down to the very end, being stoned to death, Audrey. Right down to the very end, he was looking unto heaven. He saw Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father, and the whole time preaching that they wouldn't lay it to their charge. Forgive him. How much lower do you reckon you could get in life than that? But yet, had joy right up to the end. Fell asleep. Tell me that man wasn't at peace. You try to let me pummel you with a rock and try going to sleep while it's going on. It didn't say he died in agony, did it? Tell me. It didn't say he lay there screaming for mercy, did it? No. Fell asleep. Ain't that joy? Ain't that peace? When Lazarus died, the angels came and carried him into Abraham's bosom. Boy, don't that sound like joy from a possession he had? The rich man died, and in hell he lifted his eyes in torments. That's not joy. And if we don't get to where we're showing our joy and shining our joy, our transgressors and our lost people is going to miss what they need to see in us. The light of Jesus Christ shining forth. The city that's set upon a hill cannot be hid. I'm going to tell you, this city is set above all the rest. And we ain't hid, church. I said to many a time, Moses was standing up. And when he had his arms raised, Joshua and the children in the battle prevailed. When he got weak and his arms started falling, what happened? They started losing in the battle. But then what happened? Aaron and Hur slid a stone up and under him. Each got a hold of an arm, and they kept him uplifted. I thought of that plenty of times. This world, that the people of God in this battle needs to see the church high and lifted up. Needs to see the name of Jesus Christ high and lifted up. How encouraging you reckon it was to Joshua to look up there and see Moses' hands raised in the air and see Aaron and Hur, they helped to hold them up. You may have a brother or sister out here battling this world. And you might just take them looking around and see if you drive by that. God give them that encouragement they need. Maybe they're struggling. Maybe it just takes hearing that church bell ring down through this community right here. And it gives them the encouragement to go on and fight a little more. You know what I heard said before church bell? That sounds so good. To hear that yelling laugh. Does it not bring a smile to your face to hear a child laugh and enjoy itself? I've sat in the midst of houses where somebody just died in terrible times, right at your house, Melba, and hear that child right there laugh. And you know what it done? It helped ease the pain. It brought joy. Because of the possession of that little child in the midst. Just imagine what you can do in this lost and dying world by making a little noise for the Lord. By letting our shout ring out. By singing our songs. In the midst of a hard time, this sounds so good. What's the Word of God say? As cold waters is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. This world needs a good cold drink.
They need to hear some good news from our country. They need to see us have a pleasure in our possession. What's it going to take for that to happen? Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. We've got to get to a repentant state in our life and realize where we've fallen. And let the Lord renew a right spirit in us. I promise you it'll have an effect. Did you hear what I read? In that 10th verse there, 3rd chapter of Ezra. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. The same one that had to repent. The same one that had to admit he'd lost his joy. Was the very one to set down the ordinances for the way things need to be done, to do around the house of God. Don't never think that we're too big to repent. Don't never think we've been in this way long enough that we don't need to repent. It don't matter how long you've been saved. It don't matter who you are, your position in this church, pastor, deacon, teacher. It don't matter. We have one have to repent. And I promise you, it'll carry on now for generation after generation after generation. You know how I know what the shout sounds like? You know how I know that it works to get in and stay with the building process? They spent some week before me and I saw it work in their life. And they set down some ordinances for how that we need to do around the house of God. Just stay true to the Word. If only they might take our ability to come to this church without facing jail time or facing fines. They might take that. But like I said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, they will. They can't take that. They can't take the freedom of the Spirit. They can't take the joy of the Lord. What did Peter and them do right down the midst of a prison? Locked up down there. Went to singing and praising God. What happened? The doors come open. It can look pretty grim, but I promise you, when you start praising God, some things will happen. And I'll tell you what, it's a sad, sad thing. There's a lot of people think that's a bunch of foolishness, what I just preached. They sure do. There's a lot today that say, well, he don't know what he's talking about. That book knows exactly what it's talking about. And we've got to get our joy restored. We've got to get to finding pleasure in our possession again. And I promise you it'll work. That's what the Lord gave me tonight. I love you.